saying hello to listeners on WSCS, WMNB, and WLSL. This is DJ Frederick, and you found the Radio Thrift Shop. Light up the lava lamp and come on a musical journey deep into the world of 78s, 33s, 45s, 8-track tapes, cassettes, CDs, and more. We're digging deep into musical delights from the past century of recorded sound. the band Elkhorn, with a tune called Lion, from their cassette release Lionfish. And this is DJ Frederick. You're tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop. It's a work in progress, so on any given week you might hear folk, jazz, easy listening, indie music, library tunes, forgotten 45s, and forays deep into the archives. It's never the same program twice, and it's never even the same program once. But this edition of the Radio Thrift Shop is something I like to call Improve Your Attention Span, where every piece of music we play is going to be more than 10 minutes long. So stay tuned, improve your attention span at the Radio Thrift Shop.
Exploring science and the sea. Hanging out in the water while a hurricane is bearing down sounds a little scary, but that's just what some underwater gliders are doing. They're recording ocean conditions before, during, and after hurricanes pass overhead. That's helping scientists improve their forecasts of hurricane intensity. The gliders look like torpedoes with wings, long metal cylinders packed with instruments. They monitor ocean temperature, salinity, and other parameters. They can dive hundreds of feet down, and they occasionally pop to the surface to transmit their readings via satellite and to get instructions from home. Over the last few years, several gliders have been deployed during hurricane season. They're stationed along likely hurricane paths and can stay there for months. When a hurricane is approaching, they measure conditions in the water ahead of it. Forecasters can crank those numbers into their models of how hurricanes behave. Results from the gliders have been promising. They've shown that understanding what's happening in the top layers of the ocean in front of a storm improves the accuracy of hurricane forecasts, especially forecasts of intensity. The gliders also watch what happens to the ocean as a hurricane passes across it. They measure how the ocean cools and how the layers of water are churned up, and they measure how quickly the ocean returns to its pre-storm condition. Those observations, too, should help improve our understanding of these killer storms. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas and is available as a weekly podcast at scienceandthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
And this is DJ Frederick. Let's hear some Grant Green live at the Lighthouse, 1972. This is Flood in Franklin Park. Thank you.
Every day, across this country, hundreds of college radio stations take to the air, broadcasting music and programming that you won't hear anywhere else.
It's one of the last places where people can really be able to actually say what they want to say.
Without it, you wouldn't have a place for local artists to perform. Certain people need to have a chance, a fighting chance, and college radio is that place for it.
College radio changes the lives of those who are involved with it and can change those who listen to it too.
This is where we start out, you know, from getting all this great experience working in college radio.
College radio means finding yourself. It helped me find what I wanted to do in not only school, but in life.
So support college radio by continuing to listen to this station and supporting the students who make it happen. College radio, now, more than ever. A message brought to you by this station and the College Radio Foundation. For more information, please visit collegeradio.org.
Here's a program from our archives.
Scientists have recently discovered that the Earth is being bombarded with meteors much more frequently than was previously thought. Now researchers are monitoring those impacts by listening for them. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet. In October of 1996, a large meteor entered the Earth's atmosphere and exploded over Los Angeles. Douglas Revelle is a meteorologist with Los Alamos National Laboratory.
These are subaudible or infrasonic signals from the event over Los Angeles on October 4th, 1996. And these signals were recorded in Nevada and Pinedale, Wyoming. And we have increased the rate at which we play them 200 times so we can make them audible.
According to Dr. Revelle, when meteors enter the atmosphere, they'll often generate an explosion. Those explosions send out subaudible sound waves called infrasound, which travels for miles. Well, now Dr. Revelle is tracking meteor impacts by using sensors which detect those low-frequency sounds.
We have a number of stations on the ground in the western United States. We refer to these stations as arrays. They are ground-based pressure sensors that respond to very low-frequency pressure waves. The arrays will be triangular in shape with 1 kilometer between the various points of the triangle and then an additional sensor in the middle. And by knowing the positions of the sensors, we know, for example, that if a wave is coming from the northwest, it'll hit the north sensor first, and then as it exits the array, it'll hit the sensor that's on the eastern side. And as a result of that information, we can actually go back and find out where the meteorite was that generated these signals.
We'll hear more about meteors in future programs. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
And this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. I'm here every Saturday evening from 10 p.m. until midnight. Also, you can listen online at classicalwscs.org. And all of the shows are archived at radioforall.net. That's radio, the number four, all.net. And this is the Improve Your Attention Span edition of the Thrift Shop, where every piece that I'm playing today is over 10 minutes long. We're going to rewind to 2015, Ian Ethan Case and the Infinite Race. All rhymes unintentional. Thank you. Vermont native Ian Ethan Case. I think he's living in Ireland now. Amazing guitarist whom I had the pleasure of seeing in concert in Sunapee, New Hampshire on a beautiful full moon night with a crowd of, about a dozen people. And he played the Infinite Race. It was just astonishing. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop. Thank you for supporting this very low-tech, lo-fi, non-commercial radio endeavor. I've got a new program coming up later in 2020. It's going to be called Gentle on My Mind, an easy listening experience, so please stay tuned for that. So until next Saturday evening here on WSCS, or wherever you're listening, remember, keep your radio free, keep your mind free, and keep your spirit free. Let's close out with the 7% solution.